Section 6, applying for a PLMD dispensation. HMRC has recently issued new guidance about applying for a PLMD dispensation, clearly trying to encourage more employers to apply for dispensations to reduce the reporting burden, and for HMRC officers, the time wasted in examining expenses and benefits that can be matched by a deduction and should therefore be excluded from reporting. HMRC has, at last, produced an online application form as an alternative to the form P11DX paper application form. Although you can still use that format if you're more comfortable with it. Postal applications should now be sent to a centralised unit and addressed to the Employer Support Team, HMRC, Bowback House, 299 Silbury, that's S for Sugar, ILB for Baker, URY, Boulevard, Witten, WITAN, Gate West, Milton Keynes, Buckinghamshire, and the postcode is M for Mother, K for Kevin, 9, 1, N for Norman, G for Gareth. I have been telling AAT audiences over the last couple of years that HMRC want us to apply for dispensations for our clients, and not only for large employers. The most recent guidance clearly shows that HMRC is prepared to issue dispensations to all employers, including businesses controlled by family directors. The guidance says that employers must have an independent system for checking and authorising expense claims, with someone other than the employee or director checking that. The amount claimed mustn't be excessive. The claim mustn't include disallowable items. If there is no independent system, for example, where there is a sole director and no other employees, a dispensation will only be issued if all expense claims are supported by receipts for the expenditure, if we're able to demonstrate that the claim relates to expenditure that can be covered by a dispensation. HMRC says that receipts may be sufficient for this purpose, but if not, the employer must retain additional information to satisfy an officer at any future inspection. At the time of recording this podcast, there is only a month to go to the end of the 2009 tax year, and HMRC will not normally backdate a dispensation beyond the current year. I would say that even if you are too late to apply for a dispensation for 2009-10, why not act now and apply for a dispensation to apply from the 6th of April 2010, so that the task will at least be easier next year.